Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message in covenant with God. To whom do or what can we attribute our existence to? There are only two possibilities. Either we were created or we were not. If we were not created, then there is no reasonable explanation that current science can account for our existence. If we are created, then the Bible offers the best explanation of who and why we were created. The Bible says that God created mankind. The reason why God created mankind is for mankind to share an eternal relationship with Him. God made man after His kind. He made man so that man could understand and relate to himself. This is the purpose for man's existence according to the Bible. To accomplish this, God entered into covenant with man. A covenant is a type of agreement where both parties of the covenant agree to certain things. God promises to be our provider. He provides everything that is necessary for life. We promise to abide by His commandments. All of His commandments are intended to provide us the maximum amount of liberty with the least amount of restrictions. God has determined that some things are off limits and out of bounds in order for there to be peace and harmony according to His will. God outlines these things in His covenant, which basically comes down to two things. The first thing is that what God says must be obeyed. The second is that everyone must treat everyone else like they themselves will want to be treated. Jesus said the whole law of God is summed up into these two commandments. Though God was and is a good provider, it wasn't enough for people to keep His covenant. So He decided to make a new covenant based upon His demonstrated desire and love for who He has made. In the person of Jesus Christ, God became one of His own creatures, walked and worked among them, taught them by example the two commandments, and endured extreme suffering to prove the lengths He was willing to go to have this eternal relationship with them. This new covenant was sealed in God's own blood. Therefore, the motivation for entering and keeping God's new covenant is love and gratitude, which replaces the former covenant with its emphasis on God's provision and blessings for obedience. God decided to use covenants to transform and nurture His relationship with mankind from one of creator creature to one of creator child. If we had the choice, none of us would choose to let our children die, but we would want them to outlive us. If God's goal is to create or make unto Himself sons and daughters, why would He want any of them to die? The truth is, He doesn't. And this is why God is seeking an eternal relationship with those of us He has made, that we might become His eternal sons and daughters. Remember to visit our website to see our latest news and announcements and worship activities and opportunities. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices. And don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday. Get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.